was asked about someone who's on a trip, and sometimes you go on a hike or you go, for a picnic or something like that, and you want to wash the tilos hadayim, you're going to eat a sandwich, and you don't have a regular washing cup or even a regular cup with which to wash because you brought a lot of water with you, but it's always in some form of a bottle. Sometimes you have those big gallon jugs of water that have a thin top, or you have a regular size water bottle with a thin top. So are those kosher for washing the tilos yadayim? And similarly, sometimes you go to a place where you go to like a washing station somewhere, and you find that they have like a little pitcher. I've seen this in a bunch of restaurants or other types of places like that, where instead of a regular washing cup, they'll have some sort of a pitcher. So basically, we were talking about odd-shaped kelim for Netilas Yadayim. Are these things mutter to use for Netilas Yadayim, or are you better off avoiding them and trying to find something else? Or is it completely awesome and you have to avoid them entirely? So just a couple of inyanim that are discussed here. First of all, it's just important to keep in mind the Gemara in Chulin, when it's discussing the issue of Netilas Yadayim, holds that you have to use koach gavra to get the water onto your hands, and you're really supposed to use a kli to get that koach gavra, get the water onto your hands using koach gavra, meaning the best way to do Netilas Yadayim is to put the water, fill up a kli with the water, a kosher kli. There's a lot of different halachos in terms of what constitutes a kosher kli. For our purposes, anything that's fairly sturdy, it doesn't have holes in it, etc., and it holds at least the sufficient amount of water, preferably a revius, but generally speaking, our kelim hold more than that. So you put the water in the kli, and then you turn the kli over onto your hand, so the water falls onto your hand with the koach of your personal force. So based on that, the question becomes, what type of kelim are you not allowed to use? So in Siman Kuf Nun Tes, in the middle of Sif Hey, so we were talking about the holes in the kelim, etc. So the Mechaber then discusses another situation here. He says, Mutter lital mimenu afal pi she'eino machzik. I'm sorry, I was reading the wrong thing. The Mechaber here is talking about a kli with a hole in it, and he says, if you have a kli that has a hole in it, and when you put your finger on top of the kli, and it will hold the water based on the fact that your finger is on top of the hole, so it's mutter lital mimenu afal pi she'eino machzik. Basically, if you have a kli where it's meant to be held in a certain spot, and when you put your finger over that spot, it blocks up the hole, then it's called a kli for these purposes, and you're allowed to use it. Now, elaborating on that particular nakuda, so the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Dalet, quotes, this is Kosfu Achronim, De'ein Lid Tal Yadav Me'akli She'Korin Giskon. Right, so you should not use a giskon, and that's translated in the Targum there as kankan, derech hadad, meaning you shouldn't use the spout of a pitcher. It's like half a circle. V'dafka k'shadad gavoa misafa shel hakli, u'mishim de'ein hakli machzik hamashke rak ad asafa, l'chein me'asafa l'mala ein shem kli alei. Saying basically, if you have a certain type of a spout on a pitcher, that the spout is separated from the height of the pitcher, so that's considered a separate kli, and that kli is not a legitimate kli for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim. Avel madad shovel esfas hakli, mutar litol gam min hadad. Right, but if it's at a similar height to the rest of the kli, there's not like this little offshoot at the top of the pitcher where it separates into a separate kli, then you're allowed to pour it out of there. Fine, and then it says if it's lower, it's not as problem either. You check out that Sifkatan in the Mishnah Berurah. Basically, what he's saying is that if the only problem you're going to have with a pitcher is if the spout of the pitcher sort of goes off on its own and is not visibly part of the same kli. But if it doesn't, most of the pitchers that I've seen, basically in terms of height, the height is the same all the way around. It's just that part of the plastic will jut out a little bit, and that will make a spout for pouring. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying over there that is perfectly acceptable to use for the purposes of Netilas Yadayim. There is a basic machlokas achronim over here where they talk about maybe not, maybe it's not as good. And the chazanish is machmir over here. So if you want to avoid this issue, just pour out the other side of the kli and don't worry about don't worry about the fact that there's a spout on one side. You could pour out the other side of the kli onto your hands and avoid the whole situation. But in the time of Mishnah Brura, there is no reason to be machmir and to pour out the other side. If you want to be yotzei according to Chazon Ish, you certainly have the right to do so and pour out the back side of the kli. It doesn't seem to be something that's a lot of tircha involved. Now, there's a secondary issue when it comes to bottles, not necessarily pitchers, like we said, but when it comes to water bottles and things like that, there is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach Beis. So in Kuf Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch over here is discussing... The Shulchan Aruch over here is talking about washing your hands in two separate pourings. So in Kuf Samach Beis Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says, Natal miktas yado v'chozer v'hosev v'natal nishar miyado harei ze yado temeya kemo shahaisa de'in etilo l'chatzon. You can't wash your hands in two halves. So if you take a bunch of water, you pour it on half of your hand, you take a bunch of water, pour it on the other half of your hand, you did not accomplish anything. V'madayin yesh al miktas ayad shenatal b'tchila tofeach amnas l'atfiach. But if your hands are still significantly wet on the first spot, harei zu tahora. That is acceptable. Right, so there you're basically allowed to wash your hands in two shifts, if it's still wet from the first shift, which obviously would be the metzias in virtually any cases that we can think of, because we're not like running back down to the well to draw more water. We're washing them in fairly quick shifts. So in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed over here, he writes, Yesh me'achronim shekazu dafka b'di'evet ein tzarech lachzav lita. He says, he quotes the Magen Avraham over here. Magen Avraham Shita is that the way you read the Shulchan Aruch and the way we paskin is that this is only b'di'evet. If you need to wash your hands in two shifts, that is considered b'di'evet. Aval l'chadchila tzarech litol b'vas achas kol hayad. But l'chadchila, you have to wash the entire hand in one shot. So this is where we get into trouble with the water bottles, because the water bottle, oftentimes, the way that the spout is very thin, and therefore you're going to end up having like a lot of those when the air pressure shoots back into it, so you get like that glug effect, and you're going to end up washing your hand in small shifts. So according to the Magen Avraham, that would be considered b'di'evet. However, the Mishnah Berurah then goes on and says, "V'lav dafka b'shvicha achas ela afila b'shtei shvichos kol shelosh shoha b'intayim klal k'shvicha achas dami." So he says, "Yeah, but that's only talking about when you actually pour twice. But if you just had this mini shehiya in between the first pouring and the second pouring, like you tilted your hand back and then you tilted it back again, so that's considered one pouring. That's one continuous pouring. That's not. We're talking about a case where you poured it, you stopped." You count it to five, I don't know what, and you then pour it a second time. That's where the Magen Avraham would say it's only b'di'evet. But l'chadchila, if you poured it and there was like a minuscule waiting time in between the first and the second pouring, that would be l'chadchila, according to everybody. That's not a problem. The Alkanim notel mimei, and he quotes a bunch of anpas, al-yidei hatzinor, shekorin kran, o hendel, shapir, shapiv tsar, gavra. So he's saying there, you're talking about using a sink or a spout. So you have to turn it off and on with your, you know, by your own force, so that'll be koach gavra. Right? It says, lo mikre hefsik. That's not called a hefsik between one pouring and the other. So he says, but if you're able to avoid the situation entirely by using a regular kli, that would be kosher l'choladeus. That's obviously better. But if you only have the water bottle, if you only have the spout of a sink or something like that, that we're not really choshesh that that's called washing it in two shifts. That's considered washing it in one shift, and you really are yotzei l'chadchila, according to all of the opinions. So what comes out of this is that if you go to a washing station and they have a pitcher, so it seems that the way most of our pitchers work, it would be mutter to wash regularly with the pitcher. If you really want to be frum, you could pour out the opposite side of the pitcher where there's no spout. And if you have all you have is a water bottle or soda bottle to wash with, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that would be kosher l'chadchila. If you had a choice, you're sitting there with a water bottle and with a cup, so pour the water bottle into the cup, and you could be yotzei, according to everybody, l'mahadrin.